From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz. We'll open the hour with a piano, bass, and drums trio from Italy, fronted by Massimo Farao on piano. From a 2015 release entitled Roses Scatter in Beauty, with Aldo Zunino on bass and Marco Tolotti on drums, this is a medley of two pieces, The Rose of Versailles and the title track, Roses Scatter in Beauty. That's one from pianist Arielle Pocock. Though she's only in her early 20s, Arielle has already been recognized as an accomplished pianist and jazz singer in numerous jazz publications and by music critics in various newspapers around the country, including Downbeat Magazine and the Seattle Times. She's also had the privilege of being the headliner at various jazz festivals across the country, including those in Minneapolis-St. Paul, Elkhart, and Iowa City. We listened to a track from her 2015 release, Touchstone. The track found her in a quartet with Julian Lage on guitar, Larry Grenadier on bass and Eric Harland on drums, and her take of a Keith Jarrett classic from the 70s. Country, the original version of that piece from Keith, was also in a quartet, Keith Jarrett, of course, on piano, and Jan Garbarek on soprano sax. One of these days I'll play the original version of that on a future edition of The Jazz Scene. Before that, from 1956, another quartet, this time fronted by Bud Shank. Bud was best known for his abilities on alto sax and flute on the West Coast jazz scene, but he was also an accomplished tenor sax player, as demonstrated on this 1956 session for Pacific Jazz. Bud Shank plays tenor, with Claude Williamson on piano, Don Prell bass, Chuck Flores drums. We heard Thou Swell, and the Massimo Farao Trio, beginning the set, The Rose of Versailles and Roses Scatter in Beauty, from the album Roses Scatter in Beauty. We'll open this set of The Jazz Scene with pianist Horace Parlin, in a quintet with Stanley Turrentine on tenor, Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, George Tucker bass, Al Harewood drums. From a 1960 release on Blue Note called Speakin' My Piece, very bluesy, swinging jazz to be heard within the six selections on this disc, including Up in Cynthia's Room. Thank you.
To tears, where have I been all this year? Little bow, tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were tears at my spine, and some thrill I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel the icon melts into heaven and earth. Say, how long has this been going on? Turn the dead, Should do be. just felt finding another world. Kiss me once, then once more. What a dance I was before. What a break for heaven's sake. How long has this been going? How long has this been going? No.
Thank you.
That's one from guitarist Tom Guarna from a 2014 release entitled Rush, released on the Brooklyn Jazz label, with Joel Fram on sax, Denny Grissett piano, Orlando Le Fleming bass, and Jonathan Blake drums. We heard the closing track, High Plains. Before that, more music from the very active jazz scene over in Italy. This time a track from vocalist Antonella Vitale, from a collection of songs from the Great American Songbook, and some more contemporary music from composers like Burt Bacharach. The album The Look of Love, and she was backed on that track by Andrea Beneventano on piano, Francesco Puglisi on bass, and Lorenzo Tucci on drums. It was How Long Has This Been Going On? And Horace Parlan on piano, leading his quintet, which included both Stanley and Tommy Turrentine, Up in Cynthia's Room, from Speakin' My Peace. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Earlier in the hour, we listened to a quartet fronted by a sax player, Bud Shank, and a session recorded in 1956. We'll open our final set of the hour with another quartet fronted by a sax player and another session from 1956. This time, the Sonny Stitt Quartet, Sonny on both alto and tenor sax for this session, with Jimmy Jones on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Joe Jones, later to be known as Philly Joe Jones, on drums. From the album New York Jazz, this is I Know That You Know. Thank you.
Sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna set me down somehow. So what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a baby in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a baby in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Thank you.
That's one from the new Gary Burton Quartet, fronted by none other than Gary Burton on vibes, an innovator of the jazz vibraphone for well over five decades, with Julian Lage on guitar, hearing Julian for the second time this hour, Scott Coley on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. From the second album from this particular quartet, a 2013 release entitled Guided Tour, we heard Helena. Before that, music from the Pasadena Roof Orchestra. They are not from Pasadena, but are in fact from Britain. They've been in existence since 1969, and since then, the PRO has remained true to the swing and jazz traditions of the 1920s and 30s, albeit with various personnel changes over the years. We went back to 1984 for the album 15 Years On, the album which commemorated PRO's 15th anniversary. And that track featured Keith Gemmell on lead vocals. It was You Took Advantage of Me. And we began the set with the Sonny Stitt Quartet from the album New York Jazz, sessions recorded in New York City in September of 1956, an LP on the Verve label there. We heard I Know That You Know. And I'm sure that you know that we're out of time for this hour, unfortunately. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.